Very regrettably and very concerning, these thugs were on tour last night again in this area of East Donegal, been made aware of at least what was possibly one attempted burglary. And we don't know how many attempted burglaries there may be, because, you know, if they don't make entry, then it's very hard to know what's ever happened. The householder, the individual, very bravely went in search and came upon them at another premises, and disturbed them and annoyed them in such a way and harassed them in such a way that he was able to alert the second householder in the area. My understanding of the issue, that they were forced to flee the area and leave behind items that allegedly were taken from the premises.
There were similar reports last week, and we understand Gardaí may be making some progress in that regard, but it goes to show that East Donegal remains vulnerable to what appears to be these roaming criminals.
Seems to be a dare to the people concerned, but certainly not a dare to the people who are living and fear of these people. And they are living in fear. They're living in fear of the invasion of their own privacy and of their personal effects being gone through and taken on many occasions. I'm fully accepting of the fact that the army is not civilian policing, but the army could allow the civilian policing to be more visible and also possibly to be more effective in that. Whether if you have two Gardaí on a checkpoint, you could actually have two checkpoints if you had the military assisting the guards. You know, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing what's happening, and it must be embarrassing for the individual guards who are doing their best.